The Water Values Podcast, session 125.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things vital. Now here's your host, Dave McGibson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thanks so much for joining me. We have a great show for you today. We have a full show for you today. We've got a feature interview with John Friedman of Suez Water. You may remember John from back in episode 80 when he came on and talked about some technological advancements in water treatment. Today he's here to talk about U.S. water policy with, again, his new position as the global government affairs leader with Suez Water. We also have Reese Tisdale, who returns for another Bluefield on Tap segment. And Reese is going to get into a lot of interesting stuff that's going on in the market right now, especially a really interesting details concerning San Jose Water's acquisition of Connecticut Water, the attempts by Cal Water to take over Connecticut Water, and now the hostile takeover bid that Cal Water has launched for San Jose Water. So that's a really interesting thing that's going on in the markets right now. But again, we've got a great show for you. John Friedman's terrific. Reese is terrific. And before we get to them, I want to thank you for the great ratings that you've given over since the last episode. We got another 5-star rating up there. Did not leave a review, though. So if you've been listening to the podcast and enjoying it, please leave a rating and a review. It just helps others find the podcast and explain why you like it. So without further ado, let's get to Reese Tisdale with the Bluefield on Tap segment. So here it goes. Well, Reese, welcome back to another Bluefield on Tap segment. It's finally spring, so welcome back.
Yeah, I think we finally made it.
Yeah. As we were talking earlier, you know, had the first baseball game of the season last night for Little League. So it's definitely feeling like spring finally. But so what's on your mind? What are kind of the big things that you're thinking about these days?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I've been on the road. I've actually been in Europe for a couple of weeks. And now that I'm back, trying to sort of get my head around what's happening in the U.S. and I tell you, what's interesting has come up recently. I mean, at Bluefield, we got a lot going on, but I don't know if you've seen these sort of the back and forth on the M&A activity among investor-owned utilities, particularly large investor-owned utilities. So you've got California Water Services and San Jose Water SJW Group, as well as Eversource, all vying for different positions in different markets across the country. So it's really interesting to see what's happening there.
Yeah. So can you sketch out exactly what's happening for those who may not be familiar with what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, in the whole, so stepping back, looking at IOU M&A as a whole, it's something we at Bluefield track. You know, to give you an idea, there were 90 deals last year totaling about $2.2 billion total. Eversource's acquisition of Aquarion was $1.7 billion of that. So dollar-wise, it was a big chunk. But what's interesting more recently, so basically SJW out of San Jose made an offer to, an agreed-upon offer to acquire Connecticut Water. You know, so a cross-country transaction. They were going to acquire this, I think it was about $750 million acquisition. Immediately thereafter, Eversource made a challenging offer, a competing offer to acquire Connecticut Water. That was subsequently rejected. But now, just yesterday, it comes out California Water Services out of San Jose as well, who's one of the larger IOUs in the country, basically made public that it had made three offers to acquire SJW since September. And the reason it went public was because the board of